Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster, a journalist up here at Manx Radio, and thank you for choosing this edition of the Manx Newscast. In this podcast, I'm going to be discussing antisocial behaviour in Douglas with Sergeant Charles Maloney from the Eastern Neighbourhood Policing Team. It comes after we here at Manx Radio and the Isle of Man Constabulary have noticed an increase in reports of this nature, with issues around criminal damage in the capital's car parks, fights between groups of young boys, and so-called boy racers meeting up and holding street races. Well, a number of residents have been in touch with the newsroom to say it's causing real concerns and they'd like to see something done. Increased patrols, more CCTV, that type of thing. So what can be done? And is this happening more frequently or are we just hearing about it more? Here's Sergeant Maloney.
If I'm honest, I think the issue of children causing antisocial behaviour in car parks and likes is very much seasonal. Obviously during the summer holidays and the Christmas period, children were congregating in these areas and we did receive an increase in reports of antisocial behaviour. But I wouldn't say it's a problem. It's a small pocket of individuals who are causing the issues, who we're aware of and who we're dealing with.
So the same individuals each time?
Yes, it tends to be the same individuals who are basically responsible for the antisocial behaviour. What I will say is, basically, do the parents know where the kids are? Like, the big issue is basically juveniles hanging around on corners and basically causing antisocial behaviours. Therefore, the question is, do the parents know where the children are? Do they know exactly where they are, who they're hanging around with, and do they know what they're up to? Because quite often they don't.
And people will say kids will be kids. This is just part of growing up, being out there. But has it been causing a particular issue recently? We're hearing about criminal damage at Shaw's Brow and places like that.
Yeah, like obviously there is a small minority of kids who do cause us issues. Obviously they do commit offences. But on the whole, the kids of the island are well behaved. And kids will be kids. However, as I said, there is a small minority who let the side down, unfortunately.
Some might be concerned. We had that note from the police last week about a fight between a group of young boys near Villiers Square, just off a side street there. We had a message in from a resident nearby, says it happens all the time. That might be quite concerning. You're hearing about, you know, groups ganging up on one particular lad. So
yes.
Is that common?
I wouldn't say it's common, no. I'd say, again, it's a small minority, but obviously we take such reports very seriously. Like, what I can tell you is there has been an increase in regards to high visibility patrols in the area. There's also been an increase in regards to plainclothes patrols. Therefore, there's plainclothes police officers going out and about and being proactive in their approach. And further to that, we're also working with our partners in regards to Douglas Town Management, Douglas Borough Council. And what I can say at present, there is a camera in Villiers Square to obviously deter and disrupt those responsible for such offending and antisocial behaviour and to obviously provide reassurance to the local community.
That camera, has that been useful recently in tracking down who is responsible?
Yes, the camera has many benefits. Obviously, a lot of the individuals concerned know there's a camera and therefore they don't perform for the camera, which obviously then reduces the demand. But obviously, it is very useful in regards to identifying those responsible.
I suppose the obvious question there then is, could we have more cameras in that area? Would that be a benefit?
Yes, that would definitely be a benefit. Obviously, there is CCTV throughout Douglas or across the island in certain parts. But yes, more CCTV would certainly be of benefit to both us as the constabulary and obviously our partners.
Is that something that the constabulary, as far as you're aware, has asked for in that particular location?
We are currently working with partners in regards to a current application in regards to CCTV. This is very much a work in progress.
And the, like I say, the resident that got in touch regarding that particular area was saying there's a problem with underage drinking, with drug taking as well. And we had that press release last week about ketamine and that particular warning that of that tainted batch seemed to be going around the island. Has that been a problem with younger people around Douglas?
In regards to what?
In regards to, is that what drug we're seeing younger people take most of all?
Basically, ketamine is becoming more prevalent. I wouldn't say it's an issue. Like, obviously, there appeared to be a bad batch, which was obviously having massive concerns for both constabulary and the Department of Health. But I wouldn't say ketamine's a massive issue.
Mm. And when, have we seen cases of incidents of that tainted match recently, or is it seemed since that warning went out, has there been an improvement?
I'm not aware of any further reports of any bad batches or any bad drugs being in circulation.
So, and take us to, say, a typical Friday or Saturday night when those calls come in about kids' antisocial behaviour out and about. What's it like for officers to have to go out and deal with those issues?
Basically, it's our job, and therefore we're used to it. But what I can say is there's basically a designated patrol plan in regards to weekend patrols. So you mentioned Friday and Saturday. There are a team of up to 6 to 8 police officers basically tasked with conducting foot patrol in and around the Lower Douglas area to obviously provide reassurance and obviously prevent and disrupt any offending that may come to light.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned reassurance. It must be quite difficult for some of the residents knowing when it happens. So what reassurances can you give them?
That we're taking their concerns very, very seriously. Obviously, we'll do everything within our power and everything within the law to obviously disrupt and deter those responsible and either educate or bring them to justice.
I did mention Friday and Saturday, but is that particularly when it's worse, or can it be any time? You mentioned seasonal.
Yeah, I'd say that in regards to antisocial behaviour, excuse me, is more seasonal. Like, obviously, there are issues during the six-week holidays. Obviously, we're expecting further issues when the schools break up in a few weeks' time, or sorry, next week, I should say. And again, at Easter, it appears to be very much seasonal, but there, as I said, there is a small pocket or a small number of individuals who do cause us issues, predominantly on a weekend evening, on a Friday and Saturday night. Obviously, we know who these people are, and we basically deal with them, we engage with them, and we're in the process of obviously trying to educate them and deal with them accordingly.
You say it's the same people. When they grow up, does it seem that there's a cycle, and then it's the next batch of young people causing trouble who become familiar to the police until they move on, and then it becomes the next people?
That's a very difficult question to answer, and I don't think it's one I can answer.
Sure, no worries. Well, we'll move down closer to the station here, down to Battery Pier, because we've had, again, reports. This is something that I think came up last year as well, about car drivers driving around there with particularly loud exhausts. This is modified vehicles, it seems to be. Is this something that you're aware of as well?
Yes, we are aware of ongoing issues in regards to reports of boy racers in the area of Battery Pier and South Quay. We're currently working with partners to obviously overcome and address these issues. So we're working with the likes of Douglas Borough Council, the Department of Infrastructure, and obviously the staff of the sea terminal. In addition to that, we're also working with the likes of the vehicle examiners. There's obviously the reports of vehicles having very loud exhausts, and therefore we're working with the partners to obviously overcome these issues. Further to that, I can also say that based on the Rose Police Unit, are deploying both plain clothes and uniform officers to that area to try and disrupt and deter those responsible.
And so, I mean, they may be seen as a nuisance, they may be quite loud, sometimes annoying for the residents nearby, but are they doing anything illegal, it would seem?
Obviously, the legal limit in regards to loud exhaust is 100 decibels. Obviously, when the Rose Police Units and the vehicle examiners go down and obviously examine the vehicles, I've not had any reports of them being over that, but obviously 100 decibels is quite loud. And therefore, I think there's work in the background to obviously try and get that reduced.
Brought down.
But that's very much a work in progress.
Well, thank you to Sergeant Charles Maloney from the Eastern Neighbourhood Policing Team. It will be interesting to see if the legal decibel limit for exhausts are brought down in the next highway code. Remember, it's not been updated since 2014, and it's due to be updated this year. I did also contact Douglas Council with hopes of speaking to a councillor regarding the matter of antisocial behaviour in general, but no one was forthcoming. It will be good to hear from you, though. Do you live in Douglas or anywhere around the island, and have you noticed a rise in antisocial behaviour? Let us know on newsroom@manxradio.com or call the news team on 682 630. It may even be me who answers. Once again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.